Here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. I welcome you all. Another Wednesday call. If you have questions, we have answers. You can submit your question online or email to win. And your question might be answered tonight. So this is the usual simulcast with a conference call. And we have nobody in the house yet on the phone line. I am the only one. Again, thank you all for being here. And now I will play a little tune as you wait for people to show up over here. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you. I like the music you were playing.
All right, yes. Hey, it's just you and I so far over here. It was Mike and the Mechanics from, I guess, from the 80s, The Living Years, the song I was playing.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being here, Terry. I will just continue this tune until somebody else shows up over here because it's only 1 minute away from the hour, but it's just you and I at this point.
Okay. All right.
And there we go. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's me, Dharmananda, here in Boulder.
Dharmananda, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. And, I will keep the lines open. Okay, yes, your win is going to be here in just a moment. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hello. Good evening to you, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here. Hi, Bonnie. Hi.
All right. Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie.
Yes.
Are you available?
Yes.
Do you want to greet the folks?
Well, surely I will.
And then also, if Vince starts to call, make sure he starts the recording. If he doesn't, stop six yourself.
Okay. So then you... Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Melissa, it's Jeannie and Surprise.
Hi, I heard Jeannie. Was that Melissa?
Yes, Melissa. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Vaughn.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the call. This is Bonnie. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Prudy. Sorry.
Hi, Prudy. And
hi,
there
Bonnie.
Was someone else.
Hi, Bonnie. You're hired.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Win, don't forget the recording. Gotta leave. All the best to you guys. We are live on BBS. Win dropped out again. You got the handle on it, Bonnie?
I sure do. Thank you.
Thank you,
hey,
Bonnie.
Win
just dropped out.
Console?
Job, Vin just dropped out, I noticed. He will be back here shortly, I assume.
Okay, do you need me on the console, or?
Who's this? No, you're fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
I'll be back here in a moment. Just need to pick up my son real quick, and I'll be back in a bit.
Hello, welcome to the call. This is Bonnie. Would you like to say your name and location?
Oh, I think this is Wynn coming in a second time. Okay.
Okay. Hi, welcome to the call.
Terry's not here, is she?
I did hear
I'm
her.
I'm here.
There she is.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Hang on, I'm going to change microphones. We'll start in a minute.
Well, it's Wednesday. Tonight's our question and answer call. This is Bonnie. If we missed anybody, would you like to say your name and location? And welcome everyone who's listening in on BBS.
Yes, you wanted me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the call. This is Bonnie. Would you like to say your name and location? Hi, welcome to the call.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
John, you sound too serious.
Hi, welcome to our Wednesday evening call. This is Bonnie. Would you like to say your name and location?
Okay. Let's just get started, okay? And, hang on. Bonnie, how did you get to be a greeter tonight?
Heise asked me just to fill in. I think he had to go pick up his sons.
Okay.
So that's all I'm doing is greeting. I don't have any control over anything.
Oh, you have lots of control.
Yeah, I hesitated to say that.
Okay. We turned off the...
Don't forget our recording is what he told me to remind you.
I see.
Okay. Thank you. I'm off.
Hey, Bonnie?
Yes.
You know, your son in Phoenix is really a cool person.
Oh, you did get to meet him. That's awesome.
I didn't meet him yet, but
okay.
he sent me an email, and I could feel him. I could feel him, you know?
Yes.
And he is a sweetheart.
He's a good guy.
We're getting close, though, to meeting.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me know, hon.
Yeah, he said, thanks for introducing my mom to all her family on the other side.
Oh, that's right. Me.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, hang on a second.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 17th, 2017, Winnetary in Sedona, and... we're doing our questions tonight. I was just talking to Bonnie. And Bonnie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to tell you something that I never told you, all right?
Okay.
And that is, when you asked your first question, and they gave their answer, okay?
Yes.
I was thinking, we're never going to see this woman again. This is too crazy an answer, right?
Yes, it was crazy answer, but it all fits now.
Yeah, but I never have they ever answered something like that, right?
Incredible.
I mean, what did they say? They said it's like it sounded like a movie script,
a
right?
Movie. Yeah,
Bonnie got marooned here or something. On a spaceship from another planet, and there's all these guys on the on somewhere else that are her family, but she's separated from them. Is that what they said? Something like that, right?
Well, yes, that we're marooned here, and we've been, me and my immediate family have been reincarnating back together again and again, and which included my parents and my sons and my siblings are all crew members.
And I thought, I really, I said, we're never going to see her again. I mean, couldn't you just have a normal background, like being a saint or, you know?
Well, and then I asked just recently, you know, because everybody wants to know, was I ever anybody famous? And my answer was, well, not here, but you were quite famous where you came from.
on your home planet, right?
On my own planet, yeah, wherever that is.
Yeah. So, if anyone's listening for the first time, welcome to our wacky world. And
and don't be afraid to ask.
Anything can happen here. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the thing about it is the answer resonated with Bonnie, okay? Somehow it clicked, and I think she knew it was true. But when they first came up with it, I thought that Terry had gone off the deep end. Okay. So.
And they, but they were very careful about that first answer. I mean, they told me the truth, but it was sort of, they just kind of held my hand and led me into the concept.
Right.
But I, asked for more information, and which was even more incredible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and some of you, if you're not taking advantage of asking questions, you're losing out on a super opportunity. I mean, if we did readings, which we did for a while, but and we still owe a couple of them. If you're one of those people, we haven't forgotten you, okay? And so we are going to do it. But I like the idea of doing it on the Wednesday calls. And then we let you ask questions, and it's an opportunity not only to get the most incredible answers, but it's an opportunity to make connection with our sources. Because as they explain it, when they answer a question, when they do that, they look at your energy field. They have to move into your energy field, and then they leave a track when they leave. And it's a track that you can follow. So it enhances potentially your own vibratory connection with the higher realms just to ask a question, not even the answer, the specific answer. So I'm going to start really right now. I know
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
When I give an answer, oftentimes I see the whole thing in like a color movie, a color video with sound even. It's really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Here we go. A second, I'm getting the questions ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the computer or the telephone line. We come directly. And it is a sacred moment in time when we are able to make these connections. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it as it does not apply to you at this time. When we answer a question for one person, it may be your exact same question. However, you might have an entirely different answer. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know what, I think I'll start this call with a question for me. And if you were looking at the state of the planet right now, and I asked you, how does the overview look? What would you say?
Precarious. We would say precarious. The universe has its laws, its patterns, and is senior. So that if things go totally awry, then the universal laws pick up and continue and handle. There are things set in place to handle all diversities one way or another.
Mm-hmm. So when people say, there are people that say, everything's going to change. God's angels are making plans. They're coming in 3 years, 4 years. It's like, it really doesn't work that way, right?
Everything is in the now. It is created in the now. So when you make us such a prediction, maybe, maybe not. Everything
right.
is created in the now.
So it just depends how the now is at a future time.
That's
right?
That's
and if the now changed right now, then everything could shift right now, right?
It could, yes. It could
yeah.
shift for the better, it could shift for the worse.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, this is from David Wilkes. David. You know what, David? You didn't. I don't see your city. Let me just make sure. David, if you're listening, send me your city, okay? I could ask the question without knowing his city. But it's one of those personal questions that maybe he would get a better answer if we knew the city. So let's leave that be, okay? Another question from Valerie.
Valerie in?
In
Livermore.
Our question is, a vast array of many more healing types of practices have come alive. So the last part of my question, does it truly not matter what type of healing, as long as you believe that you can be healed, and so then you are healed simply because you believed in it? Would you say this is true?
We would say that it takes more than belief. It takes the coordination of the healing technique with the body and the getting in harmony of the body. Belief has a very strong influence on the outcome. However, if the healing remedy is adverse to the body system, it still won't heal.
Yeah, there has to be a matchup between the modality and the belief.
That is correct. The belief
yeah.
may bring a short-term healing, however, if there are things that the body needs and it's not getting, or adverse things that the body is getting, it will still eventually show.
You know, there was an interesting thing that came through a couple of our sessions over the past couple of years that really surprised me when they came through. But they were talking about certain kinds of psychic healing, and it was indicated that ETs, negative ETs, can come in on psychic healings and kind of, I don't, you know, maybe I'll have them ask them right now, what do they actually do when they come in? Do they attach themselves to somebody? Do they just hover in their field? But that you have to be careful with psychic healings because there's a pathway opened up in the higher planes which can leak and let the wrong consciousness into the space somehow. And it's very sneaky because the people that were doing this, these things, were not negative, and there was no clue that there was something nefarious going on, in spite of the fact that they seemed quite positive. So do you guys want to make a comment on that? Because I think that's something that people don't think about very often. When they go into healing sessions, they'll try things, and they'll say, let me try this person, let me try that person, let me see what happens. And they don't take this into consideration. So could you make a comment, please?
Thank you. There are a whole range of possibilities. If the healer has negative influences that with ulterior motives, they can get into the field of the person being healed. So it is very important that the healer be connected, say, with the Holy Spirit or entirely positive aspects. Some negative people think that what they're doing is for the absolute best, and it may show up as negative, wherein the healer might think that it's totally positive. There can be healers that can heal partially or can give skewed advice, which then in the long run could be harmful. One needs to really make sure that the healer resonates with the highest good for all concerned.
And you really just, you can't just necessarily assume because the healer brings in the right buzzwords that that's true. In other words, if the healer says, I ask in the name of Jesus, it does not necessarily mean they don't have some negative influences going on. Is that correct?
That is correct. When one considers the Crusades and such.
What's the agenda of a negative thing that would want to attach itself? What does it expect to get out of that?
Energy, power, their own take on things being introduced, or order in their own name that causes individuals to sway toward their alliances. They can have connections which are influencing them, and it can be an inroads of influences, which one may not know are negative but are, then have a negative influence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question is from Prudy, and I forget where she lives, but you can probably tune into her, okay?
And say the name one more time.
Prudence.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I just found out my dear friend passed recently. He seemed to have been disturbed this year by medical conditions that he kept from friends and family. His name is Joe, and he lived in Florida. Did he die peacefully? Did he make it to the light? I have held him in my prayers and tried to help him. Is his death related to anything during his childhood or young adult years or his job? Can our sources add anything, information, that might be helpful in explaining his seemingly untimely death? Thank you for your help.
Thank you. There was an influence that he did not speak about. An influence that crept up on him and caused him to pass more suddenly. He was half expecting it and half surprised. There was in his environment something not right, something that was detrimental to him. It was of different multiple things in his environment, which would include food and include vibratory influences. He is getting some satisfaction over his new position. We work with him for a minute to show him where the tunnel of light is, that he may cross over to the heaven realm and may let go of the disturbing influences that caused his untimely death, that he may relax and know that everything is okay and he is loved and that he is taken into the arms of the angels. Thank you.
Thank you. From Don Herman, pertaining to putting things in the light. How do you eliminate a blockage that is preventing a desired download? Thank you.
One of the things is to call on grace and ask for removal of the blockage. One of the things is to work with the elements that you wish to unblock. Simply work with them. Try different connections, unconnections, disconnections, reconnections. We are knocking on the door of the blockage as we are speaking. Find knowledge that can bring the blockage to an end. Relax and let go. Ask for a dream that can help unlock the blockage. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what? I've figured out that David is in Livermore. I think he's related to Valerie. Okay?
What is his question?
Well, he has seen these lights on the walls in the alleyway as I was taking a break from work. And I would wave my hand in front of the lights to see where it was illuminated from. And there was no point of illumination. And there was nothing shining on the back of my hand as I waved my hand in front of the lights. So can you tell me what this was? And I was having a strong feeling it was my mother and my nephew who just passed away prior to this event.
Thank you. Give us a moment. When you think of your mother and your brother and their soul signature, if you think of them or look at a picture of them and think of their soul signature, something they have said to bring in their consciousness and connect with them and talk to them, if there is anything that you would like to say to them, something unsaid, you may say it. Give us a moment. See if when you are thinking of your mother or your brother, if it is in connection with those lights. Remember back to the lights and see if they had any soul signature with them. Think if they are emanating from the wall. If you get back there again, simply look at the wall after dark and see if there is any glow. And you will get closer to what has happened or what is the reason for the lights. This will be an opportunity for you to say or think to your mother things that you may have wanted to say but didn't get a chance. You may talk to her and to your brother with your voice. And if they are near, if they are within conscious range, they will hear you. And we are taking a moment to see the connections. And the connections can continue to change and become more clear and satisfying. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Second. This is from Bonnie in Corona. I would like to ask about one of my most vivid dreams. I felt as though I was up high, most high, and when I leaned over the edge, I toppled off. I was caught mid-fall by a male presence, as if I was scooped up in a giant hand, and heard something like, "You can't go down there, there's nothing left." The sensation of the falling was what woke me up with a jolt. But I was overjoyed and kept saying out loud, "He caught me, he caught me." Not sure who he was, but I remember feeling extraordinary about the dream. Could our sources please comment on this? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. You are safe. If there might be something that is detrimental that would swamp you, you are safe. You have friends in high places. You have friends who love you, friends on the other side who love you and will keep you from falling and watch over you as God. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me see. That might be... all for tonight.
Did we do
wait a second.
Questions?
There's one more question. I'm sorry. Okay. And this is from Anna in Connecticut. I recently returned a horse which I had been fostering for the last 3.5 years to a horse rescue group because I felt overwhelmed by personal circumstances, including a temporary back injury, Lyme disease, and a possible second tick infection, plus caring for a debilitated live-in friend, plus financial responsibilities of keeping up a home at age 71. I called this pretty solid black horse Stormy and cared for him gently and lovingly while he was here, as he had been badly abused through his then 9 years of life. At my house, he was happy, playful, came to trust me, and seemed to take on the role of protector of my property and the goats, sheep, ducks that lived in the barn with him. It was a painful decision to return to the horse rescue group, but I thought he would be well cared for there. However, when I visited him and also at the training facility where they had sent him because it was difficult for him to handle, he seemed like a different horse, with his head hanging down, confused, eyes glazed, and without the sparkling spirit. I knew when he was in the barn, I am terribly worried and saddened by his demeanor, but the owner of the rescue group seems determined to teach him to behave as she wishes and doesn't want to consider bringing him back to our barn. I think she wants to prove that she can handle this sometimes difficult horse, even though those, including certain horse professionals who came to my barn, remarked that he was just in the right place with me. Unfortunately, I hardly recognize this horse, even in the short time he's gone back from my care. and my heart is breaking.
Thank you. His heart is also breaking. He is missing you terribly. The connection and the care, the love that you provided cannot be made up for by discipline and giving him proper nutrition and a place to stay. He has bonded with you, and he is missing you very, very much. And perhaps if you go to see him and you talk to him and you explain that you love him so much that you do not have the wherewithal to care for him now, but you love him dearly and visit him much. The new corraler will not be able to replace that love that you gave him, and he is very saddened missing you. That is our comment.
Thank you. David Wilkes, I did ask you a question. Maybe you weren't listening, but I figured out where you were from, okay? I looked in previous emails, and I asked it. So if you're not on the line, just go back and pick it up, okay? Next question. Dharmananda, the other day I started seeing white light strobing around me everywhere. Everywhere I looked. It stopped about an hour later. Any idea what this light was? Thank you.
We take a look. Was there one light? Does it say, or more than one? Does the question say?
No, the other day I started seeing white light strobing around me everywhere I looked. It stopped about an hour later.
Observe and see if it comes back at all. Where were you located when the white lights were around you and strobing? It may be from an external source that connected with you and your space. See if it happens again, and if it would be connected with anything to do with your brain function, or if it is from an external source, and get back to us with any information.
External source.
Yes.
Okay, you just came in. It was an external source.
Yes. we see that it was from another entity, another source that was creating the light around you. Give us a moment. When you are in that location again, we do not see that it can be likely to happen again, although it is a possibility of being illuminated by an external contact, an external saucer, UFO, something that may have come into your vicinity. See if you have missing time. Remember what you can about the experience. What direction was it coming from? Was it coming from all directions, all around you, illuminating you? Were you outside at the time and were picking up something from an external, say, UFO or something, electrical phenomena that would be giving light toward you to spotlight you? This should be investigated further. Where were you, and what was the potential source? And did you move around while it was happening, or did you just stay still and let it happen? And then get back to us.
Dharmanand, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You want to give
up? Want to give any more details?
Well, I was first in my room and noticed it, and I walked out to the other parts of the house, and it still was happening. I walked outside, it's still happening. It felt like it was coming out of my eyes, and everywhere I looked, you know, it was flashing, strobing, bright white light into the air.
Did it feel like it was coming, like it was created within you and then coming out?
Yes.
Okay. It may have been a brain phenomenon. There are some things that happen that create anomalies of vision and make vision hard to do with brain phenomena or to do with toxicity in the body. It can be expressed through vision and the temporary blanking out of vision with lights. A phenomena sometimes to do with toxicity in the body that is expressed. It is a particular kind of a headache, it is called.
Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question. And this is from that might be the last one. I think that was the last question for tonight. Why don't I ask the gentleman, we have about 3 minutes, just for my own knowledge and for everyone's knowledge, I would like to ask the question on how cancer got into the evolutionary path of humans.
It is a immature development. When oxygen is missing, then the molecular structure seems to expand and it becomes diverted, it becomes disrupted and has faults in the subsequent cells that are formed from the previous good cells. It has disruption, and without the oxygen, proper oxygen, it cannot complete its function as a whole cell, and its growth becomes rapid to attempt to make up for the lack of oxygen and nutrients that it needs to form properly.
So, foundationally, it's a lack of oxygen that causes it to manifest?
Lack of oxygen or other proper nutrients block its normal function and cause it to multiply with faults in its structure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, I think we'll bring this call to an end and invite you to bring in some closing comments.
We send you the light to each and every person who is here and the people that you know who have crossed over and to your endeavors, to your striving, and all is not lost when one transitions as life continues. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to go on to Whole Planet Healing for those of you that would like to join us. And of course, I don't know the number, but you probably know the number. So WholePlanetHealing.com if you want to look it up, and we'll see you there in a few minutes.
I've got a question. This is Terry. I've got a question. if somebody wants a replay number for Sunday, how would they find it?
A replay phone number?
Uh-huh. For the Sunday call.
I mean, it should be posted on the Spirit Channel, okay?
On the email that they get?
Thespiritchannel.net, okay?
Thespiritchannel.net has the telephone numbers and the replays?
No, it doesn't have the telephone numbers. But it would be in the email that I sent. And let me just check something, yes. Did somebody just send you an email on that?
Somebody called me.
Oh. Are they on the line right now?
They may be.
I have the replay number.
Oh, yeah, go ahead then, please.
Okay, 712-432-1085. Same PIN code of 940-658.